Welcome to Has Been Airsoft. As usual, I'm your host, Megalo. Joining me this week, stuffing his face from his cloven hooves, is to my right.
Straight ahead.
It's Jungle. I have buffalo chicken pizza and Modelo, so I'm kind of happy right now.
Yeah, he's living life.
I got my hood up. I'm just enjoying it, living the dream.
That's right.
And to the right of him is everyone's favorite.
Yeah, sure. I'll stick with favorite. It's Dave, as usual.
I was going to do another adjective in there, but I decided to be nice.
Ah, fair.
And I'm the other one.
And then you do that.
Across from me or to the right of me, as, you know, Mike likes to go, it's,
And a rat man isn't just where she goes.
That's right.
John Demo.
That's right.
Don Gmo.
That's right.
Bring back a dead meme.
That's right.
He's dated, though, to be honest.
So what do we got to talk about this week?
On the docket this week is, we're going to talk about when you should be a dick on the field versus when you shouldn't be a dick. So, like, when is it right to bitch someone out versus when should you just walk the fuck away?
When they try and take your MRE.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that's valid.
Wait. Do you walk away or do you bitch them out?
You bitch them out.
You bitch them out? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta fight for your fucking MRE. That's your fucking calories, man.
Especially if it's Chili Mac.
Oh,
someone's gonna get cut over Chili Mac.
Amen.
100%.
Just cut? I don't know, man.
Shivved.
Bitch is getting sliced.
Shivved.
Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
Of course your mother really ain't gonna believe this. You're gonna be right to tell her.
So what other instances is it okay to be a dick?
I'm gonna say if someone is doing something that is inherently unsafe and endangers other players. So I'm gonna give the example of when I spurged out. We talked about this a couple weeks ago now.
Okay.
When we went to the MSATO game at Ground Zero. And the guy blind fired over the wall.
Yes.
And he physically hit me in the head with the gun.
Yeah.
Because if I was taller, if I was, say, Doug's height, and I was looking up.
Wish I was a little bit taller. I was a baller.
I'm perfectly happy with my height, all right?
That's unfortunate.
Junior Whoppers aren't regular size.
My small hands.
Because, you know, if I was a taller person and I was looking up to be shooting up the wall, like, that would have been a hit to teeth with the muzzle of a gun.
Yep.
So, you know, I definitely spurred out on that guy. And I feel that was somewhat justified because someone could have been hurt by him.
Yes. That was a justifiable asshole.
So, like, that's when you should be a dick.
Okay.
When you shouldn't be a dick is when someone says something stupid to you and you throw a low-key adult temper tantrum.
Yeah. Low-key,
Do you have an example of that? Because I feel like that's a very poignant, you know, again, there are some feelings behind that.
Again, we discussed that now a couple weeks ago at this point.
Yeah.
And that was at, you know, Shoreham.
Shoreham
was there. Yeah.
You know my low-key adult temper tantrum. We don't need to air this
out. There was nothing low-key about that. Like, you fucking raged. Like, you were the machine, and you were raging against it.
It's true.
Like, I have never seen you that goddamn mad before.
Yeah.
I was like, this 5'2" magnificent bastard.
Excuse me, I'm 5'4".
And that moment you were 5'2".
I will fight for all 2 inches of it, alright?
Yeah, you will.
I mean, yeah, I always do.
Fucking 2 inches of dangling fury.
2 inches of pure dolomite, bitch.
It's going to be a good one, folks. Just stay tuned. Now, in that moment, like, I understand why you were mad.
Yeah.
But
at the same point, I didn't take it out on the person who caused it, because really, they set it off.
Correct.
And in their mind, like, I explained this when we went into it, like, in their head, I was just some weird angry man striking his gun against the ground. They didn't realize I was trying to get my gun to work again.
Right.
Yeah.
And in that situation, even though when you got back to spawn, you may not have handled it correctly. In
certainly not.
The given situation, I would say your interaction with that person, you handled that.
No, you compartmentalized your parts of your gun there, your parts of your headset over there, your vest over there. That's about as far as, like, whatever the fuck it was that you went.
As other far times, as outward facing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Only
so,
we saw that.
That's true. You kind of waited until you got back to the group before you threw a hissy fit. Yeah,
I had my low-key adult temper tantrum.
Yeah.
But as far as when it's okay to rage on someone on the field, that's kind
of... To me, it's purely has to be a safety issue. Mm-hmm.
That's valid.
If you are causing a potential safety concern to yourself or another player, that's where it's kind of, in my mind, okay to go full dad mode on someone. And you need to stop doing whatever you're doing.
When you really just need to sun somebody.
Yeah. Like, son, let me tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
He's putting the H before the W. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What in tarnation?
I'm going full Colonel Sanders on this boy.
Sounds of taking off belt.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, it's belt removal intensifies.
I'm going to beat the Lord into it.
It's goofer time.
Well, smack the bitch right out of you.
Yeah. There are plenty of times.
Into you.
Wow.
You're smacking bitches out and putting Jesus in.
Yeah.
Sorry, so Demo, what acceptable time is it okay to be an asshole and is it not?
Actually, honestly, I'm not sure. I'm not really too prepared for this. Usually...
So, like, do you think it's ever okay to be an asshole on the field? We'll start with that.
I feel like it is, yeah. All right. Usually when I'm trying to get my point to someone, I'm very sarcastic.
Yeah. We know, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was when we were playing the game in Cousins. What was it?
Oh, when you were stuck with Team Retard?
Yeah. I had this kid who was literally, you know, trying to moto everyone up. It's like, they're trying to take the hill. We have to get up there. I need people. I'm just like, go.
Yeah.
Was this
anyone coming with
Mangalo
me?
And I, or
no? This was before we jumped over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was literally.
This was a kid who was trying to get everyone to do what we led them into doing.
Okay.
He was trying to William Wallace everything.
Yeah,
which didn't happen.
He wasn't listening to me, and I was like one of the commanders.
He forgot the core lesson that William Wallace taught, which is if you're gonna get people to fucking charge, you have to charge with them,
and not to be drawn and quartered.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's just a good lesson in general. Yeah. Don't piss the English off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, go up there.
We won.
Unless you're ready to win, don't piss the English off.
Fair. All right, I'll give you that.
He's like, hey, we have to get up there. I'm like, oh, fight. Have fun. But, go.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'll agree with you, Timo. It's me, I'm a sarcastic asshole.
Oh, yeah.
So, like in that same game, when...
What do you think we all get along?
Yeah, that's pretty much because we're all assholes.
Can't help it, it's a medical condition.
It is. That same game, I had that one kid that I mentioned actually on that AAR that was trying to shoot like 600 feet with his combat machine. I was like, hey, just don't waste the ammo.
Oh, I've done a few.
And it's just like, who do you think you are? And it's, you know, typical. It's like, well, I'm fucking me. Hold on, deal with it.
Let me pull down my pants, look up my dick, and show you where it says commanding officer.
Yeah. It doesn't say it there, but, you know. At times like that, it's like, if you're just going to be an asshole, I'm going to be a bigger asshole back to you. And I'm going to win. Yeah. I will always win that.
Yes.
But again, like what you had said, when it comes down to, like, the safety of everybody, that's another completely acceptable time.
If you're endangering your own safety, unless I think you're going to cause problems for the game continuing, or that area continuing to host games, I'll turn a blind eye, because, you know, in theory, you're a big boy, but when what you're doing is threatening somebody else's safety, that's when, you know, I'll go dad mode on someone.
It comes to be an issue.
Yeah.
But the problem is they'll be looking down on you, not you looking down on them.
Yeah, but you've heard the voice of command.
It's true. I've heard you throw, you know...
I bust that out at work. Oh, man, it goes over great with really angry people.
I've seen you throw a 5'4" voice out of a 4'2" person, so... It definitely works out.
Smaller. This has always been a joke. I'm used to it.
You have to start cutting that Whopper Jr. to quarters.
Why do they call you Whopper Jr.? you know, Whopper, Burger King... BK, Baby Killer.
Wow!
If anyone doesn't get that, that's a Generation Kill reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so great Jungle, show. what do you think?
I mean, the only times I'd say I've legitimately been dicks to people are either when I've gotten scummed real bad, and then I just kind of see red and yell a lot of profanity at someone.
You get very white.
Yeah.
You do get very waspy.
When I start using big words, that's when you know I'm real pissed at you. Because, like, I want to insult you on an intelligence level as well as get my point across.
If, like if I get the loud voice out, if you hear Jungle say the word pontificate, oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. Or if someone's doing something really dumb on the field, and I'm like, hey, friend, you may want to try this avenue of approach on what you're thinking you're telling us we're going to do, and then you pull rank on me and it doesn't work, you'd better be prepared for me to be the most condescending asshat to you when I come back.
It's true.
So what you're saying is you like to say told you so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
one of the best feelings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
I told you so.
It's just like
I mean, less like rapey grunty, but yeah.
It was like our group when we went to that Imsado game. It was in Pennsylvania. Which one was that?
What is
Gladio?
The Scranton Lace Factory?
No, Imsado.
Gladio.
Where
it is the
this
Pine
guy,
Hills Resort.
This guy tried giving us orders, you know, to hold
Thank
that
you,
position
Alex.
Where we were holding down this one road the entire time. So we're all like, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go fight. Fuck you. We're just going to do whatever. I think Rich got his point across the best, though.
My logic with that is, look, if they can't leave spawn, they can't take the road.
That is valid logic.
Yeah. But then, okay, so being an asshole by just playing the game how it should.
That's not being an asshole.
Is it, though?
No,
because this happened at Stonewall, where I don't think we were being assholes for pushing their shit in so hard to the point that game organizers have to tell us to stop. That's just the other team so hard.
Don't bring me into the ring and then put Hulk hands on me, all right?
I'm just picturing you with Hulk hands. It's really funny.
It's the ones that make, like, the sounds.
Yes.
Like, you've never gotten drunk and boxed your friends with those.
No, we did it with bare hands. Not actual bare hands, but...
The Hulk hands break, and you end up doing it with bare hands anyway. Yeah. Or you just get the Hulk noises.
When I was a kid, it was always, we had fucking sugar rushes and then soccer boppers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck are sugar rushes?
Just have so much candy in your system, you
sugar rush.
Yeah.
It's not like some new type of drug you've never heard
of. I was like, what kind of fucking designer drugs are you doing?
This would go back to, like, the snorting pixie sticks days.
Oh, God.
That did shit ever, hurt so
like,
bad.
Real talk, but off topic. Did you ever convince someone to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, going back to being an asshole, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay, so when is it not okay to be an asshole? When do you think?
When is it not okay?
Yeah.
It's someone who's legitimately doesn't understand why what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a new player regardless of age or... like, just a young player just starting out that may not understand what he's doing. Like, if it's a 13-year-old that's been playing maybe, like, less than a year.
Okay.
And is trying to do, like, the whole motivate everyone to push. Like, probably pull him aside and be like, hey, friend, like...
Or just jump in and do it instead of him and
right.
show him the
like,
way.
Like, I will gladly bear that.
Because, like, I'm a lead by example kind of person.
Yeah. Compared to, like, everyone just turning on this little kid right after he's done thinking he's having his moment.
And ruining his time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because, like, when I was that age and I started going to games, I wanted someone to make my day that way. So, like, I want to help make that kid's day.
Yeah. You wanted to have your Johnny Rico moment.
Yeah.
All right.
But instead,
one of these days when you grow up,
instead,
you will.
Do apes want to live forever?
Instead, my dreams went over the mountain like the football thrown by Uncle Rico.
All right. Bring the Rico around. I like it.
Are we going to turn the beat around?
Da, 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 da. We're going to get sued for having this on here. Da, 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 da.
My dogs are barking.
All right, so it's agreeing with that.
For you, Demo, when do you think it's okay?
Well, not okay.
Not okay.
Not okay to be an asshole.
I can't really think of one. I mean, I would have to agree with, you know, someone who just doesn't know and you're trying to explain to them what they're doing is not right, wrong, or in some way. I have to agree with that. I can't really think of anything else where it's not okay to be an asshole other than just playing the game.
I think it also...
Well,
another scenario would be like you get too heated, and then it's one thing to like vent your frustrations verbally at another player. It's when you cross that line to berating him publicly in front of everyone else that you've gone from what is acceptable, telling him why he either scummed you, overshot you, or whatever, to now you are the asshole in the situation.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, if you're going to be a dick to someone, you need to be 100% in the right.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's...
like, unequivocally, like, the will of the average player at that game and the rules of the game have to be behind you for you to be a dick to someone.
Yeah, you can't be an asshole to somebody and then be like, oh, shit. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, you know, trying to help people out, you know, just help them out.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's how you get into this game, is someone helping you out, because the game doesn't work.
It's an audible show, Mike. We can't see you frowning.
Yeah, I know.
Use your words. It's an audio show. Stop talking with your hands.
I was waiting for
This has been Airsoft.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a straight part two.
Yeah.
Straight part two episode.
So actually, what is our part two?
This is our part two.
This is our part two.
You are part two.
I am part two.
Yes.
I am part two incarnate.
Yes. So being an asshole is just, if you're going to do it right.
Do it real big.
Do it real big. So you can't just
go home.
Go and pick on all these random people. You know, how I feel like being an asshole today. If you feel like being an asshole today, go out, play the game how it should be.
Yeah.
And be like, that guy was just ruthless and fucking relentless on the field. Okay, he's being an asshole, but you can't say anything about it because you're following the rules.
Yeah.
Pretty much like what we did with Crimson Skies. Literally followed every single rule and kept the other team in their base for almost the entire day.
And then we went off and made our own game.
You read off, you know, made your own team, made your own game.
Apex Predators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the topics we had is, like, when and, like, what made you get serious with Airsoft? Like, what made you start going to national events? What made you go from being, like, the Herb that goes to a game every once in a while with some half-decent kit?
That's a tough one, actually.
This is going to be a real cringe answer for me.
Right.
Lead us into it.
Yeah.
Open the floodgates.
Yeah,
man.
It is. Get Demo over here. Like,
we need to add some time in here, because you're going to clip a lot out of that first section.
No, it's just going to be a lot of beer cans opening. So it's, honestly, like, not to sound like the biggest... Can you fix your fucking dogs?
No.
Like, muzzle those goddamn animals.
You're going, check off little bastards again.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, like so what
so far.
What makes your
Oi!
I think you said boys, which makes it so much weirder. Also, if you talk to your dogs like they're actual people, you need to seek mental help. Oh. Is everything better?
Yeah, I sprayed them with water.
It's gonna make them grow.
More dogs gonna pop out of their backs.
Oh, great.
What are they, gremlins? Like,
it's not,
feed them after midnight?
No, it's only 10 o'clock. We're good.
He brought the fucking spray bottle of beer.
Okay, so what's, John, what's your time?
I can't let John near this.
Yeah, I know. I'd spray the shit out of you.
Alright, so, well, what got me into Airsoft was actually my cousin. Going back.
Oh, is it into Airsoft or into, like, national
events? No, like, this is, like, when you got serious. Like, what made you go from, hey, I play Airsoft, I go to national events,
shit.
I want to work at an Airsoft store, you know, like, what made you go from the average player to the person you are today?
A below-average player? I don't know, it it was one of those things, it's like, you know what, I play this casually, I want to go out and step up my game. Not, obviously, you know, there's no professional airsofters, because let's be real here, you all suck. Just wanting to be more into it, more into the community and things like that. And obviously, you know, helping find a store, because some of the other stores were either kind of falling. So it was like, hey, let's try and get, you know, a new store up and running and wanting to work there. Because obviously, you know, like I had said, wanting to help the community and bring it back together. and still doing that. Okay. Still trying to...
So for you, it was either like step your game up, you wanted to do more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Dima, what about you?
It's got to be the same thing, but mine came from some... The influence came from someone who's been playing for a while. We all know him and all love him.
Doggy.
That awesomely cool multicam.
Yep.
Are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah, it was Taz.
Doug?
He got me into...
Taz influenced him.
Doug?
Yeah, he's the guy who got me into, like, the bigger games.
Going to ops and stuff like that, yeah.
But all he...
Never yeah.
Taz never got him to go to the ops.
Yes.
He played the ops.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to seek him.
I think play is a very, very loose definition.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he plays the ops as opposed to Taz, who went to the ops.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Taz.
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah, I've been to an op with Taz. He went to Krispy Kreme. He didn't go to the op.
Right, all right.
Yeah. Dropped everyone else off.
Okay. Yeah, Taz obviously knew more about the game than I did at that point. I didn't know how to seek out going to national events. So
yeah.
I'm just like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about, so I'll just talk to him more. And from what I found out, like, he had, like, a group, joined his group, and we went to games. It started small. We went to Stryker in Jersey, which I got kicked out of. That's a story for another time.
Okay.
But yeah, it was Tess who got me into it. It started small. He got us into like that, you know.
Nothing about Taz is small, but all right.
He got us into like that, getting used to traveling when going to play airsoft. It started with Jersey, then Pennsylvania to play the first stop ever.
Your first stop ever.
That
was
English.
A bold claim.
Yeah, English, can't even. yeah, it was Red Storm East 2. Okay. Had a lot of fun at that.
That was your first op?
Yeah.
Fucking, you had to go against me.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Money Mike.
Yep.
And other Mike.
That's how it all kicked off. And big thank you to Taz for that.
And look where you are, just a salty fucking asshole now.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Taz. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Jungle, back on you.
Yeah, so...
Buckaroo.
My totally true, but also super cringy answer is... What honestly made me wanted to start getting more involved in the national scene is seeing the excerpts and highlights from games like Irene and Pine Plains 2. Because I was like, holy shit, this is totally different than anything I've ever done. I want to do that. I want to play at those AOs.
I don't think that's cringy.
That's really not that cringeworthy.
Well, it's more just kind of like idolizing the people that were putting those out. So my first big game was Pine Plains 4, and after going through that, that, as I said on previous ones, has just led me down this goddamn fever dream of chasing the dragon to get...
Trying to get back to where you were.
Well, just trying
to... Get that original high.
Yeah, and that's really...
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, in my head, I compare every op to that first Cove.
Well, you're gonna have a good experience.
Yeah.
In about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see how that stacks up.
Yeah, hopefully it's the same way for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to this game, and after this game, I just have high expectations for everything else. Because the first Milson West game I went to was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, obviously the best. I think the most memorable one for me was Irene at Zussman. But even the game was just kind of
in. You were at Zussman?
Yeah.
You fuck.
He's been shadowing us for years.
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Always just out of frame, getting closer and closer to the center of the portrait.
Was that the same year as Red Storm?
Thank you.
Holy shit, I think it was. Yeah, it was the same year as like my first op. I went to Irene a couple of months after.
Nice.
Wow. You're really just jumping right in the big leagues.
Yeah, that's a big jump up.
Yeah.
That's a big boy move.
Yeah, from Pennsylvania to fucking Kentucky.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
To Zussman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Zussman was a very, very cool
place. So then, he never was there when NSB was there?
No, I don't think so.
Where?
Zussman.
No. I think it was the last time ever they've gone to...
Well, I think the last year NSB went was the year before that.
Yeah, I went to
the one at Miskatonic.
Yeah.
Then the next year they went to Zussman.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, the second to last or whatever it was.
Because in lieu of doing Irene, we prepped up for...
Correct.
Sovereign Fury.
Sovereign Fury.
Kind of wish we did Irene instead.
Well, because I think they went back to Zussman for the 10-year anniversary, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Going back to you, do you really, though? Because we had a really good time outside of the game.
We did.
So... But I feel
that's
like
why
I know, but I guess to me
Iron
like
Wars 3 though.
Oh, that's gonna
to
be
me like everybody's
nonsense.
Got Irene stories and I don't, like of this group like everyone has Irene stories.
I've never been to an Irene.
No, neither did I.
I have no Irene stories.
But like you know of our usual group like everyone's got Irene stories and like I wish I had Irene stories.
We survived Hurricane Irene. Does that count?
No.
Well then there you go.
Hurricane Irene. Nothing you mean?
Yeah. Hurricane blow a chair over.
We will rebuild.
Yeah, we will rebuild.
Yeah.
We shall not overcome.
Also, I mean, yeah, the game, but definitely the people you go with really make...
I mean, honestly, that's what caused me to step it up, was like, you know, I've been playing Airsoft for a while. I had, you know, a small group of people that I played with.
Yeah.
Some of them started to fade out, and the guys who I was in with, you know, you guys were going to the bigger game. So I was like, I always wanted to do this. Fuck it. Let me just throw myself out there and see if someone will bring me along.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of my issue, is because I've come close... But I don't think I've had the perfect squad for an event.
I would say what we had for Sovereign Fury was almost the dream team.
Yeah, that was a solid, solid team.
Yeah.
Definitely a good squad. I mean, a majority of the guys we had for Iron Horse 2 were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, came out of the woodwork awesome. Like, you know...
To me, that was Cove 1. Cove 1 was come out of the woodwork.
Oh, well, yeah.
Cove 1, you weren't ready.
No.
Cove 1 was probably the closest I've come.
To the Dream Team?
Yeah.
This Balcar could be the Dream Team.
Could.
Eh.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll
reserve... The only thing that makes me nervous about Balcar is more the Milsim West format. But other than that, it's a pretty squared away squad.
Yeah.
So.
The Northeast Goons?
I just don't like that I'm squad leader for it, but... That's...
I'm so glad I'm not team leader.
I still gotta change that.
Surprise?
Whoops! Great, we get there and I'm forced to be team leader.
Richie already said he would do it, so...
Alright, so this will be concluding our episode. We, you know, to reach out to us on all social media at, you know, HBI_Meglo or HBI_Jungle or has been...
Topics.
No, we have. I mean, we have topics. We're tired. We're shot. Has been Airsoft _podcast on Instagram, or
has been Airsoft on Facebook.
Oh my god.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
You're making this fucking
have a good
please
night.
Just fade to black.